Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is your host, Nicole Blue Sky, and I am broadcasting live for this week's Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, Mediumship and Spirituality with a Boston Attitude. I have said a prayer today so that Skype will not cut me off in the middle of the show. I don't know what's going to happen. If it happens, just be patient. It usually takes me about 20, 30 seconds to call back in because now I'm really good at it, which I'm not really proud to say, but... So hello, everyone. If you're listening live, I'm going to extend the same offer that I did last week. And if you're listening live, I'm only going to accept, obviously, people who email me within the maybe 10 minutes of the show being over today. But I will answer one question that you have for free reading. I will do it through email using a deck, more than one deck. But I'm going to extend that offer again this week because last week it seemed like it worked really well and people were happy. So let's do that again. Now, get down to business. So if you're a friend of mine or you're on my Facebook page, you know that I said there would be a special announcement on today's show. And, you know, it's funny because I haven't really talked to a lot of people. The last couple of years that I've been back here in San Antonio, I haven't really talked to that many people. I've kind of kept myself secluded to a certain extent. And I've had a lot of things to sort out. I mean, life changed drastically for me. And I've been scattered for a really long time, and I didn't know my direction. I wasn't sure if I was, you know, I just didn't know anything. Let's just put it that way. I just felt so lost. And for the first year, it was pretty much that. I don't even think there was a moment of clarity in any of it. So then, you know, about a year ago, I was trying to meet some new guys because, you know, you get divorced, you go back out there. I mean, people were meant to be together. They weren't meant to be by themselves. So I got back on Plenty of Fish, you know, really bad, right? I tried spiritual singles. Oh, my God. It was worse on that than it was on the regular websites. It was just terrible. Terrible experience. So I went back into the main pool, and I met someone in passing. It wasn't even like a direct message. But I saw that he lived on the Cape. And I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I checked out his picture. I was like, he's not bad looking. And I was like, well, I got nothing to do. I might as well just shoot him an email, start talking. I honestly thought it was just going to be, you know, a distraction that I just, you know, see what happens. So I started talking to him, and I really liked him. And I was like, yeah, this is not going to go anywhere, though. Don't worry, Nicole. It's all set. And then I met him, and I was like, okay, this is where it's going to get killed. And I was like, I still like him. I thought, well, he lives in the Cape, so this isn't really going to happen. And I don't know. It just didn't seem like it. I just kept telling myself nothing was going to happen. And here I am a year later, and we're still together. And my big announcement, you know, I've wanted to live down the Cape for most of my life. I did not plan on finding someone that lived there just so that I could move in. It just all randomly happened. I actually just thought it wasn't going to happen, and the distance was going to keep me safe from ever having to open myself up again to someone. But I am going to be relocating and living on Cape Cod very shortly, within about a month or two. So my little title about dreams really do come true, you know, my whole life I've been going down since I was born. And I've always loved it there. I've always wanted to stay. I never wanted to leave. I can remember being a little kid, and every single time we left and we were driving back over that bridge, just looking out in the back window and thinking, I don't want to leave. And I found myself, you know, in a situation where on the weekends when I was going down to visit my boyfriend, I didn't want to leave. And I'm thinking to myself, why, Nicole? Well, because I've never wanted to leave this place. I've always wanted to be here. But now I have Spirit to thank for giving me a reason to be there. And I didn't plan it, honestly. I just know that this was meant to be. And I can remember being down there, you know, over the past year and getting those little whispers in my ear. You can do your work down here. Didn't know what that meant. And then I found a little New Age shop and I started to work there. Not, you know, real consistently, but here and there during their little psychic fairs. I didn't even know it was there. It had just opened like a couple of weeks before I set foot in it. I don't even remember how I got wind of it. And then, you know, I kept telling myself I couldn't happen. I just, all my whole life people told me, you know, you can't live down the Cape. It's only for tourists. You know, there's no jobs down there. It's very boring. And all of these things. And I just let that sink in and become my truth. And it wasn't my truth. Because every time I went down there, I kept feeling like I needed to be there. It was just this really strange feeling. I felt comfortable. I felt happy. And I knew as soon as I came back up this way in you know, Boston area, north of Boston, I felt miserable again. And it's the craziest thing. I just knew that I belonged there. So I, in the middle of all that, you know, still looking for a job, still trying to find a direction, I decided I'm going to seriously start looking for a job in this area because I feel like this is where I'm meant to be. I've been pounding the pavement, pounding my head against the wall for 2 years now. I think it's about time that I allow myself this. And my people stepped in and they told me, Nicole, what works for everyone else does not work for you. That's not really what you want to hear, but it's what they told me. They said the opposite works for you. And I got some confirmation from other people about that very thing. You know, I had a career center advisor that when I talked to her told me, you know, it's really strange because a lot of people that are here are trying to get out of here and here you are trying to go in the opposite direction. And I thought, that was really good, guys. Good. Thank you. Because that was a really good confirmation. And my reply was, well, if I didn't do that, nobody else would know what to do because that's my job in life. So I actually found a job. This happened kind of, I think, divinely as well because I had gone into this company for another position. I realized it wasn't really a good fit. Excuse me. And as I was in this interview process with the recruiter, there was another position that opened up. I don't even know that it was made public. Someone had left or bowed out and they needed to fill it. And I was transitioning into another interview process without, you know, much time in between. And everything just seemed, it just seemed very comfortable to me. I loved all the people that I met. Visiting the site where I'd be working was really nice. I just, everything was great. So I guess what I'm trying to say today is don't be afraid to ask for what you really want. Because for 2 years, almost 2 years of my life, maybe let's say a year and a half, I literally stopped myself from doing something that would have made me very, very happy. I just couldn't do it because I told myself I couldn't, because I told myself it was impossible. And I got to a point, what was my breaking point? You know, I say this a lot, you guys, be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. You reach out to Spirit and you tell them, hey, I need help. I can't get out of this situation. Do something. Help me, please. That's everybody's prayer, by the way. Doesn't matter what background you're from. Oh, my God. Oh, whatever. Please help me. Okay, so really clearly, as I was in this bad moment, because I was really down, I was just ready to check out. I'm like, that's it. I'm done. There's nothing for me. There's no life for me anymore. I've ruined it with the decisions that I made a couple of years ago, and this is what I have to deal with now. So as I'm in that moment, very, very loud, I could hear, you know, my angels, my people asking me, Nicole, what do you want to do? It was like they knew that I wanted something and I wasn't asking for it. And they can't help you unless you actually ask them. You know, there's a free will issue there. So once I finally allowed myself to say, I want to live on the Cape. I want to work on the Cape. I want to be with my boyfriend and my beautiful dog. These are the things that I want. And man, I don't know how long ago that was. I want to say that was probably about a month and a half, 2 months ago, is when finally it was like I cut the cord and my boat was able to sail. and things started to open up. But this is also to illustrate the point that I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, which is being in alignment. If part of you is not in line with what another part of you wants or is attempting to achieve for whatever reason, it's not going to work. All of yourselves have to be in alignment. And in order for that to happen, you have to work on yourself. And when I say that, I mean you need to be aware of what you do on a daily basis, how you're thinking. You need to journal, because journaling actually helps. There's something about writing something down that activates a part of your mind that doesn't seem to happen when you're just sitting around thinking. So I encourage people to do that, even if you're just scribbling. And you need to just confront these issues. Like if you find that there's a pattern, you know, every time I meet a guy this happens, write about it, become aware of it, notice it in your current situation, then ask for help to make it either clear, to help that pattern clear from your energy field, or if it is a lesson, to please help you find a way to graduate from the class, because a lot of times that's exactly what it is. Something that repeats is the hallmark of spirit trying to tell you something. And I always encourage people to do that. I'm clearing my throat a lot, which probably tells me my grandfather is probably around right now, because he used to do that constantly. It's really funny. I've been thinking about him a lot lately, and he has been around in my house. Somebody, another, my mom actually heard somebody cough down here when nobody was at home. That was something that he did. He was always clearing his throat and coughing. It's kind of funny. But, you know, your loved ones are around you, and they're trying to help you. They influence people around you. They influence you. They make you notice things or see things that maybe you wouldn't on your own and just and you're, when you're on autopilot. And they can't help you. And I always tell people to reach out, to establish a relationship. Your relationship with your loved ones doesn't end when they depart from this lifetime. It continues. It's just a different form. They're still around you. They still know what's happening with you. They still hear you. But it's almost like being behind a one-sided mirror. You can't see them. You don't see anything but yourself and everything else that's still here, but they can see, hear, understand everything. And the added bonus, they can help you in ways that they could not possibly have done in this life, because there are things that they are able to do, ways that they're able to reach out that they couldn't when they were here. So just remember that. And don't, you know, stop yourself from thinking, you know, I'm being silly, because sometimes, you know, you got to let yourself go there. Okay, I'm being silly. Then get past it and say, so what? And sit there and talk. Talk out loud. It doesn't even need to just be in your head. You can sit there and talk out loud. I need people to know that. And a lot of times people will come to me and they'll be like, can you tell, you know, my so-and-so in spirit this? And I'm like, I don't have to. You just did. It's not they can't hear you. It's just you're having a difficult time hearing them. And that's why you come to see someone who can maybe help that and facilitate that a little bit for you. So dreams really do come true. Now, I don't know if you guys remember this, but for like the last, at least in September, I kept seeing rainbows, ridiculous rainbows, double rainbows, bright rainbows, always right in front of where I was. And I knew it was a sign. And I reached out to one of my friends who's also a medium, and she told me, it's hilarious because I didn't know this before, that this was the first rainbow that I saw. I was sitting in my office, and I was reaching out to her, and she said something about, you know, to keep looking up for the rainbows. And I was like, oh, that's nice. That's a nice message. And then after I stopped reading the message and I looked out the window, there actually was a rainbow, and I didn't know it was there. I was just totally shocked. The way that spirit reaches out to you, you have to believe when it happens. You know, you have to receive it and appreciate it because it is real. The only one telling you otherwise is yourself. So all of these rainbows, and I just kept getting this Wizard of Oz vibe. I'm like, what is that? What is this Wizard of Oz stuff? And I'm like, well, what? I watched the movie, and it finally hit me. And it was this whole somewhere over the rainbow, dreams do come true. And I thought, this is what it is? This is the line. This is, you know, you listen. It's sort of like active listening. You weed through and sift through, and something pops out. That was what popped out. And it's funny because the first reading that I ever really had that was a private reading with a medium in our home, the one thing that I was just, you know, sitting there not expecting anything, it was a room full of us. One thing that my grandmother said is that I have a lot of dreams. And I was like shocked. I didn't think anybody was listening to me, you know. I was still young. And I said, yeah, I do. And her response was, why don't you do any of them? And I didn't know what to say. You know, I think, I don't know how to put this. It's just, I think when we're little, we really know exactly what we want. Because there's nothing that's ever told us we couldn't have it yet. And I think being a human is hard. There's a lot of things that happen. There's a lot of rejection. It's just a difficult, we come here with that in mind. We know that when we get here. But as you're in this incarnation, you're living this life, it's like all of your truth that was there from the very start, that all of a sudden disappears. And if you allow it, it will come back to you. And here it is. Dreams really do come true. Right after I heard about the job, that I got the job, I found, this is crazy. I have to tell you, this I did not expect. I thought this was fake. This, there's this phenomenon. It's like a physical mediumship type thing called when you receive an object that just appears out of nowhere, that there's no reason for it to be there. It's called an apport. And I just recently learned about this because I was watching a documentary on these people in Britain who, they called it the Skoll experiment. Watch it. It's incredible. I think it's probably one of the most fascinating things I've ever seen. I had gone out to a store to try on some clothes, buy some clothes. This was like a year ago. And I remember I was wearing my little turtle earrings. This turtle is one of my totems, and I felt that I needed it. So I was wearing it that day. I went out. And I know when I was trying on those clothes, I had it in the store. When I left, it wasn't in there anymore. It wasn't in my ear anymore. And I thought, oh, crap. You know, those were like the most beautiful turtle earrings that I could find. They were very detailed. They were tiny little silver studs, but they were just gorgeous. And I was like, all right, well, forget it. I came home and I thought, maybe I lost it here. No, I looked everywhere. In all of the places that I normally would lose an earring, places where I took off clothes here, wasn't there. The day after, I think, that I found out about that job, I found that earring in plain sight, ridiculously plain sight. It wasn't hidden. It was right there. I'm like, what? This must be the single one that I still have. Open up the drawer. No, the single one is still in there. So craziness, I'm telling you. Be careful what you think about, because as soon as you ask a question like, oh, I wonder if that's real, something's going to come and you're going to find out it's real. It was crazy. And then I went into the car because I found out I lost another earring. I know where it is, though. I'm really bad with losing stuff. So as I was searching through my car to see if it fell out in the car, I looked down, and I had gone to this conservation area on the Cape one weekend, and I took a brochure home. The page of the brochure was bent, and when I looked at it, I saw the word turtle. And I was like, oh, wow. So this is great. This is how it works. So, like a confirmation, hey, that was real. This is to reinforce that. And if you're familiar with, you know, animal totems and signs and stuff, you know that turtle is known for carrying its home on its back. No matter where a turtle goes, it's always at home. And it's a symbol of earth, sort of that element of earth. So there's a groundedness there. And it's also associated with being peaceful and serene. And there's one more thing. I'm trying to remember because I started to think about it, and I was like, wow, this is all stuff that's happening. I'm going to get a new home. My home was always with me. I took the cape with me everywhere where I went because it was just my home. It was really my home from the beginning. And the peacefulness, and to slow down, because a sea turtle, you know, it moves slowly on land, but it glides really quickly when it's in the water. And so this part was for me to kind of start to slow down and to take a rest and not to push so hard anymore, because that time is now over. And I'm telling you guys, it's hard even for people that are into this kind of stuff that have a really strong connection to spirit to listen sometimes. I've done a lot better in the past couple of years than I have. But there are still moments when I think, I can't trust that, or no, that didn't quite come out from spirit. That had to have been just from me. And it's all true. It's all real. And my teacher, I have a show with her on it. If you look through the archives, Lori Bruno, she is one of my biggest mentors. I love her to pieces. Would never tell a lie. She's a phenomenal psychic. And I went to her, I don't know, at least 3-4 times for readings, not just, you know, for classes or to talk with her. And the same stuff kept coming up. And it was even before that I met my boyfriend. She pulled a card and she was like, this is your knight in shining armor. This is the person you've been waiting for. They're here or they're coming. And she told me that, like, kind of a time frame, I think, which, of course, I blew off because I thought, yeah, whatever. And then after I met him, she's like, oh, you met him. He's here. And I'm thinking, there's no way. And she kept telling me, all good things are coming now. All the crap is behind you. And the one thing she said that, of course, everyone's going to agree with is that I'm my own worst enemy, that I was blocking my own path from, you know, from anything from happening. I was blocking myself. So even though the truth does come out in these readings, sometimes you're not ready to hear it, which is why I also encourage people to either write stuff down, record it, keep it somewhere, because guaranteed at some point you're going to go back and look at it, and that will reinforce something in your mind, and you'll think, oh, spirit does not waste time. The messages are pretty clear when I get them for people. And if they don't want to hear them, they can deny it, but I tell them, you may not understand this right now, but I need you to write this down, because you might understand it later, or something might come about that'll kind of be a validation of this. So it's an interactive process. It's not something you pick up and put down. You have to participate in it every day. And actually, this is another point that Spirit wanted me to bring up today. When it comes to living your life, manifestation, a lot of religions, you know, they use God as a scapegoat. They use God as a parental figure. I don't really believe in those positions. I don't think that that's what God is. But even if you think that, you know, the whole, you know, ask God to give you something or ask God to do something for you, I think it starts to bring out that the concept that you can't do it yourself. And so that's another belief system that crops up when you try to reach out. Or you're lazy and you want someone else to do it for you. So when you reach out to spirit, it's going to give you some resistance in your mind, in your ego, because that's just the way that we are. We're humans. That part of ourselves is there for a reason. There's a world of difference between having someone or something do something for you and doing something with you. You have to participate in the process. If things are sent your way, it is your job to notice them. It's your job to act on them if and when you feel that urge. That's there for a reason, and it's not an impulse. A lot of times it's something you wouldn't normally do, and that's how you're going to know it's out of character for you. That's how you're going to know that it's something that's coming from another place and not just from your little ego brain. So spirit is an interactive thing. Spirit's part of you, and you need to make sure that you always honor that part of yourself. I also ask people to honor the human part of themselves. And emotions, beliefs, all of that stuff comes from the physical part of yourself. When you have an emotion or when a thought crops up or you have anxiety or worry, pushing those things aside won't make them go away. It's actually going to stress you out more because it's going to come up again at the most inconvenient time. That's where you need to work on yourself. That's where I'm talking about. Get out a journal. Get some pen and paper. Get a friend on the phone who's not even paying attention to you just so you can talk for an hour. I swear, these things are the best forms of therapy. You know, in days of old, we didn't have psychiatrists and we didn't have counselors and all that. We had each other, and we need to get back to those times. We need to remember to be there for each other. There's no better therapy in the world for some people than to have a dog with them, because it's the energy of the animal is one thing, but also people feel more comfortable when they don't think that they're going to be disbelieved or, you know, dog doesn't care if you're fat or thin, rich or poor. You know, your animals, they love you regardless. They're unconditional love is what makes them so, you know, important to us in our lives. There's ways to do things, but going within and with your family and having those connections. I don't know what happened to us that we thought we could evolve past those things and they wouldn't be necessary, we wouldn't need them anymore, but we absolutely do. And you're going to see a large movement of people moving in the opposite direction. You know, you laugh at these people who have underground bunkers. Guess what? It is quite possible that something really disastrous could happen because we're so dependent on technology. And we're not going to know what to do when it happens because, I mean, you can't even pump gas if there's no electricity. They run on electricity, you know? So just think about the basics. Use this week to go within yourself, to start working on yourself, and to remember that what's really important are the people in your life, the friends, the family, and your loved ones in spirit. And when you connect to the people around you and the people that are in spirit, you're whole again, because, you know, we kind of segment off that spiritual aspect of ourselves in modern society, just rush, 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 go to work, come home, make dinner, put the kids to bed. Those things are all necessary, but you can weave spirit into them. You don't necessarily have to have, you know, two separate cut and dry parts of yourself. The most important part of this show for me is I share my stories because, I mean, they're real. And I know that people can relate to them, and it helps them move forward in their own stuff. But, you know, I need people to understand, my people that I connect with want me to be the mouthpiece for helping people weave the divine part of themselves into their everyday life, because you can't ignore one or the other without disastrous results. You know, it's like covering one eye and thinking, oh, I can still see with the other one, it's okay. You know, but when you open up the other one, all of a sudden, maybe there's something that you didn't notice before. Just try to use all the parts of you that are available to take in as much information as possible and to also reach out to other people. So dreams really do come true. I am about to not have to, deal with a lot of things that have been weighing on me for a long time. I didn't think it was possible. I'm telling you, talk to me about even just a year ago, I would have told you none of this was going to happen. It was all a pipe dream. But that's because I wasn't allowing it to happen. So try to get out of your own way. You know, sometimes that's really all it takes. So with that, I only have about 2 minutes in the show. I'm going to just pull a life's purpose card. And as I said, if you're listening to the show live today, email me within 10 minutes of the show's ending, and I will give you a free reading. It is healingstarspirit@yahoo.com. And I'm just going to pull one single card, kind of a thought for the day, for the week, till I reach out to you guys again. This is important. I think a lot of people that are here right now have this purpose. This is the Life's Purpose deck. It says children. This involves helping, teaching, and healing children. Children are a very big part of the future. They are the future. There's that Indian saying, we don't own the earth, we're only borrowing it from our children and grandchildren. It's true. This is, you know, just a major truth that we all kind of need to wrap our heads around. And there are people that think if their life's purpose isn't to be a best-selling author, the CEO of a company, you know, that their life's not worth living. And to them I say, if you've raised a child that's going to bring a bright future, you've done your job. You know, there's a lot to be said for people who have that purpose in this world, helping, healing, volunteering at a children's hospital. These are the things that are really your purpose here, not bringing home a six-figure salary, not owning the best car in the neighborhood. Those are not what's really important. What's important is that you love and that you are loved. So I'm going to let you guys go for the week. Please get out there, spread, you know, light. And as always, walk in the light of spirit with one foot in each world. Namaste. And I wish you all well. Talk to you next week.